Paul Hendrick from Leafs TV. Henny, how you doing?
Sid, Tim, good, good. It's been quite a day. I mean, I got up early just getting ready for some prep, and you know, you hear sirens, and then you talk to others, and you know, like who are maybe in their rooms a little closer proximity, but you know, gunshots sounding, and you know, you get on Twitter and you get an idea of what is going on. Then you turn. I mean, I went to CNN just to see what was going on. They didn't have anything. Over to CBC, obviously they had it, and then 5 minutes later, CNN comes on board and they've got everything going on. So it's a situation I've never been confronted with ever. And, you know, for those with the team, obviously making decisions here on the fly, responsible decisions, it's something you just don't train or prepare for. But I guess in this modern world, this may be an indication of things moving forward. But, you know, it's a totally, totally unique day.
You mentioned that you'd never experienced anything like this in your life, and I'm guessing that this is a lot for Canadians to digest right now. When you first heard, what was the reaction and what were you being told?
We weren't told a thing, Tim.
Really?
And in fact, you know, we were getting prepared to come down. The team wasn't skating today. They had ice booked at Carleton Arena, Carleton University Arena, and we were going to come down and get, you know, three players, a coach to talk to get ready for our pregame show, which is the norm. Players at that point were being apprised of the situation and, you know, where they might be headed toward later today, but just nothing but a lot of question marks and obviously concern amongst the players at hand. They've got a game to prepare for, team meetings. They're preparing for that as they normally would do, but you know, the umbrella shrouding all of us, of course, are the events happening in downtown Ottawa and how they're affecting the people here, and I guess inevitably how they might affect the outcome of tonight's hockey game if it is indeed played.
Paul Hendrick, Leafs TV. He is at the Westin Hotel, which is surrounded by the Rideau Center, one of the three confirmed shooting incidents that have taken place. I can't believe I just said that, since 10 a.m. Eastern today. Henny, are you scared?
Yeah, concerned. Not necessarily scared, but just concerned and nervous, you know, extremely nervous. And just, you know, from a journalistic point of view, a guy who covers this team, how we handle this responsibly. And, I just very buttoned down in terms of my response, but everybody's laying low. You're not going outside, obviously, and anyone who wants to get into this hotel had better have credentials, otherwise you're not going to get into it. And right now for all of us, again, just waiting word from the National Hockey League as to where things might go, you know, just guessing, talking amongst ourselves. You know, there's an open date at Scotiabank Place tomorrow night. Whether the Leafs indeed stay here, play the game tomorrow, I'm not sure. Or whether we get on a plane and get out of here as soon as possible. Not sure whether that will happen either. But just, again, awaiting word. And I would have to think that, you know, in the next little while, we're going to get confirmation of something, especially in regard as to what the status of tonight's game is. But, you know, Sid, yeah, I'm a little nervous.
You know, it's funny, Paul, and the information that we share with you may help, too. We're hearing word right now that the NHL will probably decide in the next 20 to 30 minutes on whether or not a game will be played. So we can pass that along to you.
Great.
Specifically, are you in your hotel room now? And can you see anything or describe anything around you? Because at our last check, when we left our computers, there were still ongoing investigations, and it seemed as though there was still a lot of police activity in the area.
Well, as we speak, I'm in a hallway just near where the Leafs were having team meetings and their lunch, but it doesn't take much just to peer out, and it's nothing but police cars, and I mean, looking off in the distance towards Spark Street, nothing but police cars with lights on and crime tape all in and around the downtown core. So it's a hive of activity, and you know, well beyond just the hockey team here, the various conventions and seminar sessions going on as well. So this is an event that's affecting a great deal of people, but well beyond the hockey club, and we're all sort of just in a concerned mode, but trying to go about our business as best we can. But now outside, it's busy, and certainly a lot different from what it looks like on a normal day.
Paul Hendrick, Leafs TV. He is at the Westin Hotel in Ottawa, which is becoming part of the narrative here, an incredible day here in Canada. Three confirmed shootings in and around Parliament Hill. Leafs are in town. They flew in from Long Island last night, taking on the Sens. Obviously, the game isn't the big story. And like Tim mentioned, should get official word on this in the next 20 minutes. It's hard to believe, if this is still an ongoing search, that this game would happen tonight. But I mean, who the hell am I to make that decision? That's just one guy talking out loud. What's the last official word you had from anybody, Paul, to do anything? Was it hotel? Was it the Leafs themselves? Who's the last person to get in touch with you in an official capacity?
Good question. No one. Just hanging out in the hallway. Players just going about their regular business as if this is a natural game day. But obviously, with a great deal of concern, the hotel has not told us anything. We're taking our marching orders from team management and the public relations staff. They're awaiting word as well. And as soon as we hear that, we'll have obviously a better idea of what's going on. But it's strictly a standby situation and all of us staying put within the hotel.
How unusual a situation is it at the front doors of said hotel? Are there guards at the door? Have you even ventured into the lobby area of the hotel that, I mean, a lot of us have stayed at many a times in our lives?
No, simply put, I have not gone down
right
below where we're at right now, and I'm staying totally away from downstairs, so I can't confirm with any certainty as to what it is like, but I know, having been told that there were a group of reporters who were trying to get into the hotel, they've been denied, and so in that regard, I'm sure things are in shutdown mode, and you can't get in here unless you have credentials indicating that you're at a conference here and are staying at the hotel.
So it's almost a self-imposed lockdown of let's not wander beyond our means here. There's obviously a dire situation occurring out in front of these doors.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, I 18 years that I've been fortunate to cover this club, all I can think of was 9/11 and the opening day of training camp on that particular morning, and guys are in for medicals, and we were getting ready for a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland, to extend training camp and games out there, and all of that was canceled. And Alex McGillney, knowing that his wife and kids saw those planes go into the World Trade Center from across the Hudson River in New Jersey, and just how frightened he was. So I'm not saying the sense of concern mirrors that, but that's as close as anything that I can relate to in my experiences with this hockey club on a day-to-day basis, from what we've seen here today compared to what we saw back then 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Paul Hendrick from Leafs TV is on the line from the Westin Hotel, which is two blocks east of Parliament Hill. And the shootings that went on in and around that area about 3 hours ago. From the Senators' aspect, Paul, again, this is, in the grand scheme of things, this isn't that important. But I did remember quickly, I mean, the Sens have to wonder what's going on here, because they're the team that got caught up in the Boston bombings last April.
That's true.
And the Monday game between the Boston Bruins and the Sens had to be completely scrapped because the search was, the whole city was in lockdown searching for these guys. So, there is... The Senators are not, unfortunately, unfamiliar with this kind of thing.
No, and there's precedent. That's great. I'd completely forgotten about that. From Ottawa's perspective, of course, they're 35, 40 minutes away out in Canada, so it's a different situation for them. And the Leafs find themselves in a similar situation here today. And you know what? I've seen on Twitter, hashtag Ottawa strong, and people parlaying Boston situation to what we've got here in Ottawa today. So there might be similarities with that, and you're right, and I guess the Leafs are in a very similar situation as the league decides what they're going to do with this game, and everyone just tries to be safe and hope that the people who are on the proverbial front lines out here trying to find the perpetrators of this and whoever else is out there, that they get this done as quickly and as safely as possible.
Henny, I never thought we would have this conversation with you, an extremely different edition of Tim and Sid today. Please stay safe. Yeah. And if anything were to happen, again, stay safe. But if you can get the chance to give us a shout and let us know what's going on, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. I'd love to talk analytics and plus minus or OUA football any time of the week, and hopefully all is great here today, and we'll keep you informed as soon as something happens here in Ottawa.
We will very soon. Thanks, Paul.
Stay safe, brother.